Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Brent Weber, welcome back. Beautiful night at the ballpark. A light breeze blowing. The heat of the day is past, and we have a terrific crowd already for this 4th of July evening. Thanks for joining us wherever you are tonight. Colt 45's and the Reading Ringtails in summer collegiate baseball action. Colt 45's, no two ways to look at it. They came off a miserable three-game road trip to Humboldt, losing three straight to the B-52s. They dropped to 11-14 and have lost four straight games. They take on a Reading Ringtails team much younger and less experienced, but playing good baseball this summer. Colt 45's have defeated them two out of three times. Our umpires for tonight's game, Tom Hutler will be behind home plate, and Zach Snell is our umpire on the base pass tonight. The outfield dimensions down the left field line, 320. Right field line, 310. It's 406 to dead center and 358 in the left center power alley and 370 in the right field power alley. And standing in, leading things off against Colby Milligan, the big left-hander on the hill, the 6'3", 210-pounder out of Shasta College. First pitch is a called strike to Ronaldo Tejero, the center fielder out of Butte College. Right-handed batter stands in. Lean right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. The Ringtails, as he swings at a breaking ball foul. The Ringtails wearing their maroon visitors' jerseys. They have maroon caps on tonight and blue numbers with white lettering. They're wearing their gray visiting pants. The Colt 45s are white on white, wearing their white caps, white uniform tops and bottoms. Breaking ball, sharp one hopper to Julian Kodama. At shortstop, he throws it over to Tanner Tweet for out number one. Let's take a look at those Colt 45s defensively behind Milligan. Tanner Tweet is over at first base. Connor McCoy out at second. At shortstop, Julian Kodama over at third base. The hard-hitting Brendan Roop out in left field. Jacob Machuca back in the lineup in center. Tyler Thompson and in right field, Andy Bayena. Behind the plate, Nick Horsley. And we mentioned big Colby Milligan on the hill. The left-hander winds and delivers to Jordan Taylor, the left-handed hitting number two hitter. First pitch over for a strike. On the season for Colby, 21 innings. He has a 1-2 record. This is his fifth start, seventh appearance of the season since joining the Colt 45s. Jumps out in front 0-2, a 6.42 earned run average. 15 strikeouts in those 21 and a third innings, but 16 walks as well. Ringtails. Taylor's been a tough hitter against them. Left-handed batter just stands and waits, swings, takes a pretty good hack at it, fouls it back out of play. In fact, Taylor in the three games against the Colt 45s has been a wrecking crew of sorts. He's hitting .385 against the Colt 45s this year. Five hits and 13 at-bats, two homers and five runs batted in. There's a breaking ball, wasted one away. The count 1-2 now. Colt 45s lost on the road, and we mentioned it. They dropped three straight. They lost to Humboldt 13-2, 16-1, and 7-2. Milligan started the first of those games. 1-2 pitches swung through, and that's strike three. Good changeup for Milligan. So in command here against the first couple of batters. In that game, Colby put up zeros against the B-52s in the first couple of innings, but ran into trouble in the third and the fourth. He wound up getting the loss, 3 2/3 innings, four hits, six earned runs, three walks in that game, didn't strike anybody out. So he's looking to kind of get back into his groove. The second time around in the lineup is, you know, when the big pitchers begin to develop and find out whether or not they can make the adjustments against hitters who make the adjustments. Chuck Matthews standing in, right-handed batter, just kind of scooches back as Milligan throws an off-speed inside and hits him on the shoe top. So it's a hit-by-pitch. Barely trying to get out of the way. That is the name of the game, I guess, in college baseball now. for the Colt 45s. That's the 38th batter this year that their pitchers have put on base with a hit batter. The left-hander throws, looks at the runner at first, but bounces one up there, 1-0. Now batting, Brian Barrington, the longtime local player, of course, his father, the coach of this team. And he bats right here, taking that away. And Barrington against the Colt 45s, a couple of hits this year, but they've pretty much had his number. He's hitting only 222 against them. He's a big guy. Switch hitter, batting right against the left-hander. Milligan has a kind of a, not a herky-jerky delivery, but he's tall and he kind of cocks the baseball in his stretch and in his wind. He takes the rubber now, peers in, brings the ball to his glove, chest high on his stretch, looks at first, now delivers, breaking ball, inside, ball four. Four pitches, he walks him. So with two outs, Milligan, who was pretty much perfect to the first five or six pitches, has run into a little heap of trouble here. That brings up another left-handed batter. This is John Downey. He's a first baseman. Downey out of the College of the Siskiyous, left-handed batter. Runners on first and second. Milligan looks to second. Check swing. Going to probably be a strike, but it gets back to the screen. The umpire did not call it a strike on the swing, but I'm guessing they're going to ask the umpire out there, yes, and the base umpire said yes, confirmed that it was a swinging strike. But it'll be a wild pitch. So all of a sudden, I mean, he got right out in front of Tejero. And then after trying to get him to chase one, he bounced to short. And then he struck out their best hitter, Jordan Taylor. Or their best hitter against the Colt 45s this summer anyway. And after that, he's kind of lost a little edge here. Hit the next guy and walked Barrington on four pitches. And probably should be 1-0 on this batter, but got a check swing and hits him in the back. So Milligan has now hit two men with pitches, and the bases are loaded. On all this has come with two outs. So not the way you want it to start, but maybe all you need to do is get one out to get out of this thing. Here's a familiar face, David Miller, the catcher out of Simpson University. Stocky, right-handed batter. He's tying his shoe. Always kind of consider that something to be. Could have done that before you walked out there. But hey, who am I? I do like his socks, though. He wears the ringtail socks the right way. He wears them up high. You can see all of the red, the maroon, blue rings on those socks. There's a cutter just missed inside. 1-0. I will try to keep you up to date on what's happening with this lovely crowd. We got kids of all ages out here, families. Nice start. And he hits him with a pitch. And the Colt 45s, Bear Fasking is going to go out there. Something's not right with Colby Milligan. He keeps shaking his left arm. He's not feeling right. And let's see what happens here. But that one wasn't even close. It's hot. The pitcher's out there sweating, and Colby does kind of do that with his arm. Now, Milligan's one of the big things. He made the late decision to – I'm trying to look up his college he's going to play at. He's going to attend college, a four-year college out of Shasta, at the University of Texas Permian Basin. And that's why he decided to play his summer collegiate ball. I believe he was going to play in another city, but he made the decision to stay close to home since he'll be going so far away to home to play the next couple of years. Now, Bear Fasken's gone out and talked to him. Nobody's heading to the bullpen yet. Apparently, he convinced him he's doing all right. And the batter, the left-handed hitting Austin Alvarez, comes to the plate with the bases loaded, 1-0, by the way. And he hits Alvarez. Oh, my. Fourth hit batter of this inning. Second run to score on a hit by pitch. Downey goes to third. Miller to second. And Alvarez to first. Everybody on base right now is there by hit batter. And Rick Bassetti is giving Milligan a hard time, too, just trying to get the kid to relax. General manager of the ball club trying to... He's probably nervous. It's a pretty big crowd out here to see the Shasta product. Two outs, bases loaded, working from the wine. Fastball, that one's over. It did appear once he got past those first couple of guys, he was going with a breaking ball more, and could be just a matter of he's needs to work with a rosin bag out there. Could be getting his grip. He's one of those guys that always kind of wiggles his shoulders and shakes his arms so you to stay loose, and you're not always sure whether or not there's a problem, but obviously he feels okay. Quickly to out there getting loose is Nick Schrodel. I mean, in a hurry. Ball and a strike now on the right-handed batter, Diego Castaneda. Castaneda, the shortstop. That one's high. Count now 3-1. Castaneda attends Holy Names University. Stocky little right-handed batter. Bases are full with two outs. Runners will be going with this. And that one's away. Ball four. So he's hit two batters with the bases loaded. Now he's walked one in. And the ringtails have been spotted three runs. As Schrodel gets loose in a hurry, Julian Kodama looks over at his skipper to kind of see, do you want me to go over there? And they are the infield is kind of out there chatting, keeping Colby cool, but also getting Nick Schrodel a little extra chance to get ready. This one, the wheels have come off in a hurry. Colt 45s know now they're going to have to score some runs tonight. So Downey has scored the third run. Castaneda at first with the bases loaded walk. At second, Alvarez with the after a bases loaded hit by pitch, which followed a bases loaded hit by pitch, which followed another hit by pitch and a walk and a hit by pitch. Got that? That all happened with two outs. First pitch to the number nine hitter, Matt Corkery, little second baseman, attending Lassen College, right-handed batter, slightly open stance. And he's a little guy, about 5'8", and he's not a big guy. Takes that one over for a strike. There's another fastball. That one's over. For the first time in a few batters, he gets out in front. A ball and two strikes. If he can get out of this thing, yeah, let's just knock on wood there. Here comes the one ball, two strike delivery from Milligan. Swung on foul back to the screen by Corkery. Well, the good news is the Colt 45s have shown an ability to score against the Ringtails. The bad news is they're going to have to do that because they're already trailing 3-0. Fastball over called, strike three. They batted around, scored three, but let's call it only three, leaving the bases loaded in the top of the first. It's 3-0 Ringtails over your Colt 45s, just getting ready to come to bat. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team-building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Tonight's game brought to you by Omega Mortgage Group. Finally, a lender you'd refer your friends to, Omega Mortgage Group. Well, Tiger Field, Colt 45 spotted them three. The Ringtails score three in the top of the first, all with two outs without benefit of a hit. Five, count them, five hit batters. They weren't all in a row. We've seen that this season. Was it five or only four? One, two, three, four. I'm sorry, four hit batters and two walks and a wild pitch. The good news is only three runs scored in that stretch. The Ringtails will face one of the steadiest hitters they'll ever face. Tyler Thompson to start things off defensively. Behind Bigelow, John Downey is at first base. At second base, Mago Castaneda at short, Alvarez at third. Taylor, Tejero, Matheny, your outfield left, right, and Miller behind the plate. First pitch is a breaking ball from the right-hander who stands in and against the lefty, Tyler Thompson. And it's a ball, 0-1. Bigelow wears glasses. Thompson swings and hits it high towards left field. Going to be playable out and left by Taylor. Route number one. It brings up Julian Kodama. Kodama has settled into a leadership role with his team. He is hitting .344. There's no homers, but the left-handed batter has knocked in five runs in eight games. Couple of doubles. Terrific-looking athlete, and he is wearing his red, white, and blue All-American socks tonight. He attends Seattle University. First pitch from Bigelow is an off-speed over for a strike. First look at Bigelow for the Colt 45s in their three games. He's another Simpson University pitcher. Stocky right-hander. And here comes the pitch to Kodama. Hit sharply on the ground. Up the middle, base hit. Just past the diving Castaneda. So the Colt 45s have their first base runner. Kodama with a nice single up the middle, and that'll bring up Brendan Roop. Roop is hitting .322, two homers, 24 runs batted in, his on-base percentage of .455, and a slugging percentage of .506. Brendan's finally found a home playing over at third base. Kodama has good speed at first. Big slow curve over for a strike. No ball, one strike count coming. And throw over to first. Almost gets away from Downey over there. And Bigelow's pitch high. 1-1. Now he checks the run at first. Good lead for Kodama, but he's not going here. Another big sweeping curveball. That one's over for a strike. Count now 1-2. Chris Brew waits on deck. He's the DH getting ready to face his future Simpson teammate. Throw over, diving back in this time is Kodama. Julian's shown some pretty good speed and some daring on the bases. He's already stolen seven bases in just eight games with the team. Has a good lead, not a huge lead, but a good one. He's not going. Breaking ball. Oh, Roop swung right through it. He strikes out. That brings up Chris Brew, the right-handed batter. Of course, Chris attends Simpson University. And he had a terrific season for them last year. Stands in. He leads the club and runs batted in with 33. Second on the team only to Roop, who has 28 hits. First pitch is a ball on Chris. 281, four homers. That's tops on the club. Those 33 runs batted in. Kodama's still getting a pretty decent lead. Breaking ball hit sharply towards third. Knocked down backhanded by Alvarez. One play, it's to get Brew at first base, and that is out number three. So the Colt 45's threatened, but can't do anything with it. No runs a hit, no errors, a man left on base. Top of the second is where we're headed. The Ringtails on top of the Colt 45's on this 4th of July Collegiate Baseball Edition on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
This 4th of July game brought to you by Omega Mortgage Group. Finally, a lender you'd refer your friends to, Omega Mortgage Group. Great crowd tonight. A little bit of a rough start for the Colt 45s, with Colby Milligan hoping to right that ship. Just scratch it. Give it a start over here, because he's going to face the top of the order after they batted around in the first barely lifting a bat. He hit four batters, walked a couple, all happened after there were two outs. So the leadoff hitter, Tejero, who bounced to short in the first, last inning, takes the first pitch for a ball. Milligan working a little quicker here with Horsley. That one's over for a strike. Nick Schrodel already getting loose. Clearly this is a day where Milligan's pitch count's going to get high in a hurry. 1-1. That one's fouled back. Same story as it was against Tejero in the first when he got right out in front of him. Tejero's a right-handed batter. Played in just one of the previous games against them. A double and three at-bats. Big curve, missed away. 2-2. 4th of July baseball. Boy, there's some great history on this day. Of course, the Lou Gehrig speech. Luckiest man, the face of the earth speech, and you can't hear it enough. That was on this day in history. We'll go over a little bit of that as the night goes on. Baseball Reference has a great page on that, if you're looking for it in the meantime, on the July 4th history. And with the 3-2 count, he fires a fastball away, ball four, and you can tell Colby is just not have it tonight. And he's trying to avoid Barrick Fasking. He got right on that rubber, but Fasking had already gone to the bullpen. And Colby can't believe it. He wants to keep going. He wants to keep pitching, and that's not going to happen. We'll tell you about this pitching change in just a moment. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR. We'll be back.
Join us Thursday, July 4th, Independence Day, for Dine and Donate in Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now all you have to do is go in and have dinner at Elements on July 4th, and 10% of all dinner proceeds will go to Haven Humane. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part on July 4th. It's Dine and Donate at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us then.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher for the Colt 45s, the big left-hander, Nick Schrodel, 6'4", 215-pounder, out of UPrep High School. Currently pitching for Crown College, had a stop at Sierra College when he began his career. The big left-hander has been a little up and down, but I think he really has shown more consistency as of late. It certainly is showing in the statistics. This is his 10th appearance of the season. It now equals the team lead with Jared Aikens. He's been a starter and a reliever, 29 and two-thirds innings. He has a 1-2 record, one save, and a 3.94 ERA. But of the starting pitchers, has really the better batter's average against number. Batters are hitting just 252 against him. And as I said, at this level, an ERA under 4 is solid. His last appearance came in the finale at Humboldt against the B-52s. He went 3 2/3, scattered 5 hits, but allowed only 1 run, had a couple of walks and a couple of strikeouts. So his job here is to keep it right where it is. With a man on first base, Tejero has good speed. Jordan Taylor is a threat, left-handed batter at the plate. Check swing, fastball over anyway for a strike. Something about hitting here Taylor likes. We've seen that already. He has an interesting at-bat stance, rather, Taylor does. He just rests the bat on his shoulder well into the pitcher's delivery. Bounced up there. The runner was going. Schrodel didn't throw over, and it was pretty obvious Tejero was thinking of the steal. So Tejero with a stolen base. Schrodel a ball and a strike now to count. And Jordan Taylor has a man in scoring position. A lot of baseball ahead tonight. Fastball up and in. 2-1. That's some excitement in Major League Baseball today. 4th of July is always that way. We'll get you up to date next inning on latest scores from out and about. I know the A's held on for a win. I was listening to that one on the radio. Well, they didn't just hold on. And a comfortable win today. 2-1 pitch. Swung on. Popped up left side. Machuca coming in. Roop going bang. Machuca makes the catch. Not Roop. Excuse me. Kodama going back. Machuca still getting comfortable out there in the outfield. That was a straight in play. I'm not sure that he realized it was going to carry and become his ball. But that gives you out number one. Brings up Chuck Matthey, who began the hit-by-pitch parade in the first, eventually scoring the game's first run. Right-handed batter stands in, open stance. And Schrodel's fastball swung on line toward center field. Thompson goes to left center to his right. Comes up throwing. Kodama the relay to the plate. The run will score. And going to second on the throw with an RBI single is Chuck Matthey. Not a bad throw. Certainly Thompson hit the relay. It just was needed to get a perfect throw to the plate. By then, the runner was already turning toward second. So it's a 4-0 lead. And Brian Barrington, the switch-hitting veteran, comes to the plate. Part of the local amateur baseball scene for many, many years. And he had a good college career as well. I think he spent some time at Sac State. Takes the first pitch low for a ball. Full sun out on that field right now. It's 4th of July early start. Oh, Schrodel did not bend over very well. Just was very stiff in his delivery and bounced it up there. That can be one of the things for a starter who's used to going through a routine. Now, granted, Nick has been a reliever as well. But if you don't go through your normal stretching routine, and he is a big guy where you get your back and all of your lumbar loose. It sounds like an excuse, but it's the truth. When you're told you're in long relief today, you really, sometimes you're going to be needed in a hurry, and he kind of was. That one's fouled off Barrington's foot. The count now 2-1. Nick's job is not to just throw strikes now. I mean, this is a situation where you don't want to allow any more runs if you can. It's 4-0. Infield is playing back. In fact, Roop's playing pretty deep over at third as well, and Schrodel just doesn't look like he's loosened his delivery yet. That was ball 3-1. Open stance for Barrington. And awaits the 3-1. Swung on and bounced. Foul, 3-2. Nick has a circle change, and in fact, I believe he learned it right here from Bill Plummer when he was a youngster going to Colt 45's camps. Oh, that was a nice curveball swung on and missed. Strike 3. Now down he comes to the plate with two outs. The runner's at third after the wild pitch. Matthews singled in the game's fourth run, went to second on the throw to the plate, and then over to third on the wild pitch while Barrington was batting. Now the left-handed hitting Downey at the plate. Downey 2-for-12 against the Colt 45s this year. First pitch to him, a called strike. Holds the bat high, waggles it by his helmet. That one's over for a strike. Outside corner. Crowd likes it. 0-2. More action in the bullpen. Jordan Akins getting loose out there. Crowd just still continues to settle in. A lot of season ticket seats are full tonight. Off speed, swung on, missed. He struck him out. So Schrodel comes on in and eventually gets out of it after giving up the RBI single to Matthew. One run on the first hit of the game for the Ringtails, though they have a 4-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The Cascade Theater presents 4 free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities, and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. 4 films, 4 Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
This game brought to you by Omega Mortgage Group. Finally, a lender you'd refer your friends to, Omega Mortgage Group. Here at Tiger Field, Colt 45's really haven't had a chance to play much baseball yet because of the walks and the hit by pitches, but the Reading Ringtails have certainly taken advantage with just one hit. They have scored 4 runs in the first 2 innings. What that means is there are likely some baseball fireworks ahead. Bigelow on the hill for the Ringtails faces Tanner Tweet to lead it off. And Tweet is hit with it by a pitch. There's no doubt about it. He just spun around and already hit him in the back. So Bigelow hits Tweet. That's one way to keep him from beating you with the long ball. He's one of the true power hitters on this club. Jacob Machuca is coming back from that hand injury. He's back in the lineup, and Machuca still struggling to get it going, but has shown the signs. The left-handed batter takes the first pitch over for a strike. You really have to kind of blame the injury for slowing him down just as he was starting to swing the bat. He's hitting just 146 with a couple of doubles. No homers, six runs batted in, but he's going to launch one at some point. There's no doubt throw over, not a big lead. Not a lead at all, actually, for Tweet. Tanner has good base running skills. Colt 45s are, this isn't the part of their lineup where they'd be running, running, running. But they are running, running, running. Moore's throw to second, not a bad one. Bang, bang, safe on the steal, though. The ball kicked away. It was not a bad throw. It just didn't quite get Tweet. As I said, Tanner, a smart base runner, of course, out of the Red Bluff, great Red Bluff program. And he's a catcher by trade, coming off an injury this year down in Sac. And hopefully he'll see some time behind the plate this summer. But right now he's just trying to get comfortable with after that injury. That's his fourth stolen base. Machuca, big swing, fouls one off. Crowd liked it. They still dig the long ball in summer baseball. No doubt about it. Of course, that's the whole story of the game in the major leagues. A little out of control up there, but that's my opinion. Machuca waiting, steps out, asks for time. They play him to pull. All corner outfield positions pretty deep. McCoy waits on deck. Curveball swung on, hit deep towards left center field. Let's turn and watch it. It's in the net on Cypress Avenue. An opposite field line drive home run for Jacob Machuca. His first home run as a member of the Colt 45s, and you've just been waiting for that. And all he did was hit it on the line. It would have gone through that net. It was hit that sharply. So Jacob Machuca gets his team on the board. It's now 4-2. The Ringtails with the lead. Connor McCoy, the little second baseman, stands in. He's going to play at Shasta College in the fall. Takes a pretty good cut at a first pitch breaking ball. I would say about 80% of the first pitches from Bigelow have been breaking balls so far. And that one's popped now right side. First baseman coming over in fair territory. The second baseman calls him off and makes the catch for out number one here in the bottom of the second. So Corkery calling off the first baseman Downey over there, kind of the sun field. But it was in fair territory when the catch was made. Nick Horsley now comes to the plate. Nick, just four hits on the summer. Two of those have been doubles. He waits the first pitch. Big curve. It was up. 1-0. The thing about being primarily a curveball pitcher is this one is swung on and hit towards the left field corner. It's in fair territory in the corner for extra bases. Horsley, big turn at first, heading to second with a stand-up double for Nick Horsley. Well done, his third double of the season. I was going to say, if you're a breaking ball pitcher, you live by it, you die by it. That really means that you got to be good with it every time, because when you hang it, that's what happens. Bigelow on the hill. They have him listed at 5'10", 180, out of Reading Christian High School, and went to Lassen College before transferring to the Red Hawks. Looks in to face Andy Baena, right fielder out of Colorado. And again, they start him with a breaking ball. He didn't want to swing at it. It was called a strike, 0-1. Andy did not have a good time out there on the coast in the games. He was just 1-for-10 in the Humboldt series. Right-handed batter, 0-1 count now. Shows bunt, gets it up the third baseline. It's a tough one. Bigelow fields, fakes the throw, turns back to third. It's an infield hit for Andy Baena. Well executed. Baena has done that about four or five times now this year, and this is a situation where you really need it. You have to keep an inning going if you're the Colt 45s, and now it brings up Tyler Thompson hitting .321, two homers, 19 runs batted in, leads the team in walks, hit by pitches, stolen bases, and a .500 on-base percentage. The first pitch to him is an off-speed over for a strike. He flew to left field his first time up. The University of Utah player, we've spoken to you about how important this summer is to him. He took a couple of years off for an LDS mission. Off-speed away, runner going. Baena steals safely. Now it gets away. Now they have the runner caught off third. Horsley will get back into third base, though, as the throw home to the catcher kind of bobbled there. So it could have been a disaster, but it's all okay now. Give Baena a stolen base. And Horsley catches his breath. It's a left-handed hitter, Thompson, at the plate. Kadama, a left-handed pitcher, hitter as well behind him, and they have a left-hander throwing in the bullpen. That was an off-speed. Tyler was thinking. He got a little out of character there. He took a big, big swing, and he's kind of smiling at himself. He knows he did that. 1-2. Now you got to get back in the at-bat. He's done an excellent job of that this year. He really has. Shown been a real boost for this team this summer. Curveball swung on. It's fouled off first base side. Brett Miller, the coach, over at first. Justin Sibesma over at third. Biz, of course, the manager. You heard in the pregame show, Barrick Fasking. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Tyler Thompson. Left-handed batter away. It's Bigelow winding with men on second and third. Curve up and away. 2-2. The chilling swing, though, the fun swing this inning so far, the big two-run homer by Jacob Machuca to the opposite field. Everybody's been waiting for that. Breaking ball swung on, hit deep to right. No doubt about it. Tyler Thompson's three-run home run has put the Colt 45s on top. Wow. Now that felt good, didn't it, fans? That's Thompson's third home run. And as I was telling you in the story, his third home run in about, who knows, 3 years. Because he didn't play for 2 years at all while he was down in Central America on a mission. And this summer's so important for him to try to play every day before he hopefully is a starter for the University of Utah. Now Julian Kadama comes up. Hits a fly ball to right center field. It'll fall in for a hit. Wasn't real so much a fly ball as it was just one of those in-betweeners. But, hey, Colt 45's now doing their part. As I said, action continues out in the bullpen. Bigelow, they are solving Bigelow here. Now the skipper coming out, making the coach Barrington. Paul's been around a long time. He doesn't get in a hurry when he walks out to talk to his pitcher. But it may be time for a change. We'll have to wait and find out. They have not called to the bullpen yet. But I was mentioning about being a curveball pitcher. One of the difficult things, I mean, that's why you don't see guys that just throw breaking balls unless they really have terrific, terrific location, because you make your mistakes, certainly at the high college level and in the professional ranks, your mistakes always turn into hits. Almost always. Because a good hitter can look fastball and get a hanger and still hit it. As Tyler Thompson, I don't know what he was looking for, but he delivered it. Wow, two homers in this inning, man at first now. And Brendan Roop at the plate takes one inside, 1-0. Brendan struck out in the first, went down swinging. Barrington obviously done with his visit to the mound. Bigelow looks to first. Kadama likes to run. Not going here. Swung on and missed now. 1-1 on Roop. Still just one out. Colt 45s have played at five here in the second. Curveball way out in front. Roop swung on and missed. The thing the two big left-handed hitters did was they waited. Kodama hit it the other way. Or Kodama hit it up the middle. Machuca hit it the other way. Tyler just got a pitch hung inside that he was able to drill. But Roop's looking to pull those couple and a little bit out in front right now. Five 1175 pounder out of South Grand Prairie High School in Texas. Curveball. Good job protecting the plate, fouling that one back out of play. Into the parking lot. A very, very crowded parking lot tonight. A lot of folks coming out. The tradition. They hope the game runs just about the right length of time so that they can enjoy a win and then get their seats for the fireworks. Ball and two strikes to count. Runner at first, Kodama. Curveball swung on, popped to center. Should be playable. Tejera comes in and makes catch route number two. So the ninth hitter of this inning for the Colt 45s is Chris Brew. Brew, the right-handed batter, bounced to third. Hit the ball pretty sharply, back in the first. The difference in the five runs for the Colt 45s and the four runs for the Ringtails have scored those four runs with just one hit. The Colt 45s have earned theirs with six hits already. Although a hit batter hitting, Bigelow hit Tweet to start this inning, did start it all. Chris Brew takes the first pitch over for a strike, now asks for time. Our best summer friends, the Yellow Jackets, are out. There's a little buzzing critters, but I tend to leave them alone, and they tend to leave me alone. Fans are lined up for those hot dogs. Oh, yeah. Now they're lined up for their cool beverages. A lot of red, white, and blue being worn tonight. Glad you could be with us wherever you are on this 4th of July. 1-1 pitch to Chris Brew. Simpson University Redhawks product. Swung on, laced towards center field. It's going to fall in for a hit. So we'll have two outs. We'll have men on first and second. Seven hits now for the Colt 45s in just this second inning. Colt 45s bat around here in the second. Tanner Tweet now comes to the plate. Tanner didn't get to play much this year at Sac City. They had a great run. And he has certainly looked comfortable the last couple of weeks for the Colt 45s. He's been dangerous. He's gotten on base pretty much from day one. But once he got dialed in, he has three homers and just 50 at-bats. Eight runs batted in, and hitting .280, but 14 hits in just 13 games, three homers, a triple, two doubles. Whole bunch of stuff. He's a good-looking hitter. We could be seeing him paying for play one day. Playing for pay. You know, up in the bigs one day. Who knows? You just never know. It's a long way from here, though. Long way from here. Two ball, no strike count. We call that a hitter's count. See what the Tweet does with it. The two on and two outs. Bigelow fakes a throw to second. I have a sneaking suspicion that if he doesn't get Tweet, we will see a change. They have had a lefty throwing for a while. He's standing out there with his hand on his hip, ready to go if called on. 2-0 pitch. Big kick, fastball swung on, fouled off sharply down the left field line. I brought my fishing net tonight. In case we get a foul ball, two balls and a strike now to count. Tweet waits. Strong grip on that bat. Bigelow's breaking ball called a strike. Or no, it wasn't. Was it? 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 Apparently not. 3-1. Tom Hutler just didn't really make it clear. 3-1 now. Tweet waits. Good cut. Popped up. Foul territory. Catcher makes the catch. David Miller squeezes it. Four out number three. But, hey, you like what you got, Colt 45's fans. Five runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits, including two home runs, a three-run bomb by Tyler Thompson, and a two-run laser to the opposite field by Jacob Machuca. It's 5-4 heading to the third. Colt 45's on top. Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The Marshall Tucker Band. Found mountain, through hell and high water. And back again toward 2019. July 21st at the Reading Civic Auditorium. A night of hits and songs from all the hit albums. There's more at MarshallTucker.com. For reserved seats, call the box office at 530-229-0022 or visit ReadingCivic.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Nick Schrodel still in. The second pitcher, Colby Mulligan, struggled with his control and was pulled at the top of the second. Schrodel came in, gave up a hit that drove in the game's fourth run, but settled down after that, struck out the last two guys he faced. And he'll see David Miller, the catcher, to lead things off for the Ringtails here in the top of the third. Through the couple of innings, five runs, seven hits, no errors for the Colt 45s. 4-1-0 for the Ringtails. And for the ball players out there, the fans are in the shade. That's the great part. For the ball players there have no problems getting the sweat going. This one hit off the fist of Miller, and he blinks it into left center field for a base hit. He just got one off the fist, fought it off, and has a leadoff single here. That'll bring up Austin Alvarez. Both Miller and Alvarez among those four guys hit by pitches back in the first inning. Alvarez, left-handed batter. Didn't really see much of him in the previous games. He drew a walk, played in just one game against the Colt 45s so far this year. Fastball over for a strike. Hello, wherever you are. Colt 45's baseball brought to you tonight by Omega Mortgage Group. Finally, a lender you'd refer your friends to. Omega Mortgage Group. That's a good fastball on the knees, called for a strike. Colt 45's have had some action in the pen. This is a long baseball week, so when you've got four games coming up. Of course, tonight's game. And then it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against Santa Rosa A. The Santa Rosa A's, that one. Now it's a ball and two strikes, the count on the left-hand hitting batter. But Santa Rosa A is a three-game series starting tomorrow. And you only have so many pitchers, so you kind of have to look at that first game. They obviously didn't get a lot of innings from a lot of guys, from their starters, so everybody's got to be ready to give a couple of innings tonight. Fastball away, 2-2. And you hope your offense just backs you up. Colt 45s have scored runs, certainly the most recent game against these Ringtails. A five-run bottom half of last inning, hopefully an indication of what you can expect fireworks-wise tonight. Change up inside. Count now runs full. Alvarez batting is a green label and a green knob at the end of his black bat. Fastball, check swing, called, strike three. hit the mitt. That's what you get. Third strikeout in an inning in the third for Nick Schrodel, and the right-handed batting Diego Castaneda comes to play. Castaneda walked in a run in the first. Little right-handed batter. Schrodel still working from the stretch, as he has been doing. Fastball misses inside, 1-0. Castaneda has three hits against the Colt 45s and six at-bats coming in. Played in two of the three games.